Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
Even Amogha Leela Prabhu's introductions are like 2-minute videos for the social media. So thank you so much. It's an honor to be here with all of you. It's okay, my English is okay, you'll be able to understand. Okay. Only other option is Gujarati. What to do? So yes, we're here. I have just been in Vrindavan Dham, Krishna's eternal home. They call Vrindavan the playground of God. So Vrindavan is our home, and actually for many years we've been coming to Vrindavan, but Delhi has just been the place where we land. And then we go straight to Vrindavan, because when we come from the West, we have very short time in India. So we are eager to get to Vrindavan as soon as possible. So in all of these years, somehow or other, we never came to Delhi. But this time, we heard the prasadam was really good. It was very good. And we heard the devotees are so sweet. So we thought, yes, we must come this time. So we really thank you for coming and hosting us. We'll try to discuss the inner life of a devotee. Yes, this is a very, very important subject. But we'll first sing a little bit. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna beautifully says in Bhagavad Gita, Yo mam pasyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pasyati tasyaham na pranashyami sachame na pranashyati. Krishna beautifully says, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Whether we remember Krishna or we forget Krishna, Krishna is always there in our life. Sometimes we are Krishna Bahir Mukha, we're looking away from Krishna. But still Krishna is there, patiently waiting. Krishna, every single day, He is giving us so many different messages. But the only question is, will we be able to hear the message? Krishna says again in the Gita, Machita sarvadurgani matprasadattarishyasi athachetvam ahankaran nasroshashi vinangshashi. If you become conscious of me, then you will be able to cross over all the problems of life. But if you act not hearing me, then you will be lost. So somehow or other, we have to hear Krishna. Are you hearing Krishna? You are? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says four things. He says, if you can't hear the sound of Krishna's ankle bells, then your ears are useless. Did you hear the sound of Krishna's ankle? He says, okay. If you heard the sound of Krishna's flute, then that's okay. But if you didn't, your ears are useless. He says, but okay, maybe it is. If you heard the sweet sound of Krishna's voice, no. Then he says, if you never heard any of these things, at least you should hear Krishna's messages coming to you. So Krishna, his messages are coming to us every day. You know, once I'd come here to Vrindavan, and you know, when we go to Vrindavan, what we do is we soak our beads in every kund. Sham kund, Radha kund, Govinda kund, every kund. Put the beads in, get the blessings. And then one day after I returned to London, I was distributing books and I left my beads on the side of the street in one English town. And someone stole my beads. And I was thinking, oh Krishna, are those sacred, my initiation beads, the beads that were in every kund, stolen. So I was driving back to the temple and I thought, anyway, I'll get some new beads, I'll ask my spiritual master to chant on them again, and then I'll come back to Vrindavan. So the very next morning I woke up, and you know in the morning program they read Srila Prabhupada's instructions. So somehow or other no one was there, so I made the announcements. I opened the book where the marker was, and I began reading the instruction for the day. And Srila Prabhupada said, why have you been so careless to lose your beads? Very next day. And then Srila Prabhupada said, you should not ask your spiritual master to chant on them again. I said, oh no, Krishna, there goes that plan out the window. Krishna's messages. Another story. One time I was going to sleep in the Brahmacharya ashram. In the Brahmacharya ashram, there's no fixed sleeping space. Basically, wherever you can find space. But what I did for many years is I reserved one spot in the room which was right next to the bookshelf. Because I had a theory that if every night I would sleep right next to the bookshelf, then while I was sleeping, all the knowledge of the Shastra would come into my mind. So I reserved that spot. So I went down to sleep, and because the bookshelf was right there, I decided to just read before I went to sleep. So I was just lying down, and I just took out a book, Bhagavad Gita. I opened it, 15:15. Krishna says, Mata Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. Krishna says, from me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. So I was thinking, yeah, knowledge, that makes sense. Remembrance, that makes sense. Forgetfulness? How does forgetfulness come from Krishna? So I was thinking like this. Forgetfulness, I don't know, what does Krishna mean by that? And then I fell asleep. When I woke up in the morning, my alarm went off on my mobile phone. So you know, even if you shut your mobile phone off, still the alarm goes off. So the alarm went off, and then it came to the screen where you have to put in your PIN code. So I put in a PIN code, and it rejected. And I was like, I had this phone for 1 year. Who changed the PIN code? I was like, so then I thought, what's my PIN code? So then I put another PIN code in, rejected. And in that moment I realized, I forgot my PIN code. Mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha. You see? Then I had to call the phone company, get the whole thing unlocked. This is going on. Krishna is giving us messages every single day. You see, Krishna can speak to you. Krishna can speak to you through anyone. Once I was driving, I was going to get one of the Sankirtan vehicles fixed in the mechanic. And in England, if you are on your phone while driving, offense. In India, it's offense? In India, nothing's offense. In London, everything's offense. So a phone call came. So, you know, we are devotees. We're beyond the law. So I answered it. Anyway, then I saw a police car, boom, go back. So quickly, I put the phone down. Anyway, I was driving, sure enough, behind me, police car. Oh, Krishna. So then he pulled me over. So then he knocked. Turn the window down. So I said, "says, what's the problem?" He said, "You were talking on the phone while you were driving." I said, no, I wasn't. He said, no, step out of the car. So I came out of the car. And then, you know, already I'm 7 foot tall. Then I'm in all saffron. And then, you know, immediately he's like, okay, who is this guy? You know, like, what planet did he arrive from? You know? So he said, no, you were speaking on the phone. I said, no, I wasn't speaking on the phone. No, I wasn't. He said, you were speaking on the phone. I said, no, I... And then he looked at me and he said, Mr. Monk, the truth shall set you free. I was thinking, like, I should be saying that to you. He's preaching to me. Right? He said, we got it on the camera. I said, okay. I said, you're right. I'm sorry, I was... He said, anyway, I like you. You're the Hare Krishnas, right? He said, I heard you guys chanting the other day, Hare Krishna Dalai Lama. I said, Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna? No. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. No, he said, no, Hare Krishna Dalai Lama. No, I said, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. That's the mantra. I know, I'm a monk. He said, I like you guys. We need more people like you in the world. They said, don't speak on your phone while you're driving. So it's amazing. Krishna's messages come to us in all ways. Atachetam mahankaran, but are you hearing Krishna? When we come into a class, Krishna is giving us a message. When we open up a book, Krishna is speaking to us. When we come in front of a devotee and reveal our heart in all sincerity, Krishna speaks through the devotees. Krishna wants to speak to us. And one time I was driving, and as I was driving, in the car in front of me, there was a sticker. You know, sometimes you find they have stickers. And what this sticker said was something that I thought, this is Krishna giving me a message. And you know what the sticker said? Live without pretending. Hear without defending. Speak without offending. And love without expecting. And I thought, wow, this is basically the inner life of a devotee. And this is what a little bit I want to share with you today. And then very quickly I'm going to open it up and see whether you have some questions. But this is basically the inner life of a devotee. Live without pretending. The inner life of a devotee is a life of honesty. Hear without defending means the inner life of a devotee is a life of humility. Speak without offending means that the inner life of a devotee is a life of sensitivity. And love without expecting means that the inner life of a devotee is a life of purity. If you remember these things, by all the practice of Krishna consciousness, if we don't develop honesty, if we don't develop humility, if we don't develop sensitivity, and if we don't develop purity of bhakti, then we haven't actually practiced the process of Krishna consciousness. The inner life of a devotee means the life of a devotee which goes beyond the externals. At the end of this life, you will not be able to take your beads with you. Especially if you lost them, like me. But you will be able to take the genuine taste you have for the holy name. At the end of this life, you won't be able to take your library of books with you. Isn't it? Now devotees have all Bhagavatam small set, Bhagavatam big set, Bhagavatam one volume, Bhagavatam Kindle version. And many devotees I've seen, I go to their home after 15 years, Bhagavatam still in the plastic covering. So I said, you're allowed to open, it's okay. We want to keep it clean. At the end of this life, you cannot take your library of books with you. But what you can take is the genuine realization of Krishna's words that have awakened within your heart. At the end of this life, you can't take your position with you. It doesn't matter whether you're the temple commander, the temple president, the JBC, the ABC, whatever it may be. But you can take with you the genuine service attitude that you've developed. So what are we taking with us? Life after life, we're taking our inner life with us. We're taking the quality of our consciousness. We're taking our character. We're taking ultimately our bhakti with us. And this is the real thing in Krishna consciousness. They ask Srila Prabhupada, what will please you the most? And Prabhupada said, if you learn to love Krishna. If you learn to love Krishna. If you develop the real inner bhav, the inner emotions of a devotee. So when we came to Krishna consciousness, we didn't come just to change our identity. You see, Krishna consciousness can be on different levels. For some people, Krishna consciousness is just about identity. It's just the identity. I identify with this group of people. I live in this community. I call myself a Hare Krishna. This is my identity. This is only the beginning. Later on, Krishna consciousness is not just an identity, but Krishna consciousness is activity. Then we take up sadhana, we take up practices, we take up a process of discipline, devotional service, and then our spiritual life goes deeper. But is Krishna consciousness just about activity? Later on, Krishna consciousness has to become about mentality, about your consciousness. Otherwise, if Krishna consciousness just remains identity and activity, then we have not fulfilled the true purpose of Krishna consciousness. So, now we've become devotees, you may as well go all the way. Already, you've become so different from the world. One time my mom, she came to me and she just looked at me and she said, can't you just be normal? I said, mom, it's too late, you know. It's too late. You can't be normal anymore. But it's good that you're not normal. You know what Bhaktitirtha Maharaj said? He said, the people who are considered normal today accept the world views and principles of an insane world. So you want to be normal in this insane world? We don't want to be normal. So now you're not going to be normal anymore. You're never going to be the same. They say joining Krishna consciousness is like joining the mafia. You can't leave because you know too much. Isn't it? You'll never be the same. You can't join, you can't leave. So anyone here, don't think you can ever go back to normal life. It's not possible. You will, I'm sorry. Just a messenger. I was saying this morning, the devotees of Krishna are like the agents of Vamandev. Isn't it? Because Vamandev came and he just said, I don't want much. Just 3 steps of land so I can lie down. In the same way the devotees come, no Prabhu, you don't have to change your life. You be relaxed. Just add Krishna. Just add a little bit. And before you know it, they've added so much, there's nothing left of it. So, you will never be normal. You only, don't shoot the messenger, you only have 2 options. Option number 1, be a happy devotee. Option number 2, be a miserable devotee. But devotee you will remain. It's up to you. But how do you become a happy devotee? Sarve pumsham paro dharmo yato bhakti radhoksajai ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. You want to experience atma suprasidati, the real contentment, happiness of the heart, then you have to develop a type of devotion which is ahaituki, unmotivated, and apratihata, uninterrupted. Only uninterrupted, unmotivated devotional service will completely satisfy the self. That's what Bhagavat is telling us. So the inner life of a devotee means a life. First one, live without pretending. How much of your life is pretending? Showing the world one thing and thinking something else. Someone turns up at your home at 9 o'clock in the evening. Oh yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. And in your mind you're thinking, am I going to have to feed this person now? Isn't it? So much pretentiousness. On the social media, yes, and I'm enjoying. Just see where I've been. I'm so happy. Smiling faces. Crying hearts. Crying hearts. You know, once I was on book distribution and 3 days in a row I met 3 different people who wanted to commit suicide that very day. And one of them even showed me the rope. And when they were walking down the street, I would never have expected it. So in our world today, there is so much pretentiousness. People are not authentic. People are not honest. People show one thing, but they are something different. One time, one person, he had heard about Srila Prabhupada, and then he wanted to see, is this person for... Oh, sorry. Yeah, you can. Anyone who holds a danda ends up taking sannyas. Sorry. Just more than a sannyasi. Sorry. This one person, he came, he thought, is this Swami? Swami Prabhupada? Everyone's glorifying him. Is he for real? Is he the real thing? So he thought, let me drive him around for 1 week. Let me see if he's the real. In a lecture, anyone can say anything. But then you have to live with that person, then you can understand, isn't it? So he thought, let me observe. So 1 week he was with Srila Prabhupada. After 1 week, you know what he said? He said, this man is a sadhu. He's a saint. They asked him why. Why is he a saint? And you know what this person said? He said, I watched this person from morning to evening, day after day. I watched him in public. I watched him in private. I watched him when he was surrounded by so many. I watched him when he was alone. And he, you know how I know he's a saint? He was never trying to impress anyone. Powerful, eh? He was never trying to impress anyone. He just wanted to serve people. Live without pretending. Who can live without pretending? There can never be purity without honesty. Did you know that there's only one leg of Dharma on which Kali Yuga is still standing? And you know which leg that is, right? Truthfulness. You see, the human being has four defects, isn't it? The first defect of the human being is that they have imperfect senses. Because the human being has imperfect senses, the second defect of the human being is that they can go into illusion. Because the human being goes into illusion, the third defect of the human being is that they make mistakes. Now, think about these three. Imperfect senses, you can't do anything about that. Sometimes you become illusioned, you can't also, powerless. And sometimes you make a mistake, you can't help it. They say to err is human. But then the fourth defect is cheating. Because we make a mistake, then what do? We cheat in order to cover it up. That one you can do something about. The other three will happen. But when you make a mistake, will you cheat or will you be honest? The last leg of religion in Kali Yuga is truthfulness. And therefore, in all of our weakness, if we're able to be honest and truthful, then we'll be able to develop bhakti. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, weakness is not an obstacle, but cheating is an obstacle. Therefore, it's very, very difficult in Kali Yuga, but we have to try to be honest. Because where there is honesty, then there is purity. So therefore, when I read that sticker and it said, live without pretending, I thought, yes, Krishna is reminding me. Be honest. Find some Vaishnav or Vaishnavi. Guyam, akyati, prachati, and reveal your mind and share with them your difficulties. Even if sometimes it makes you feel that we don't want to reveal such things. In honesty, purity is coming. And then the second thing this sticker said was, hear without defending. Have you noticed how everyone in this world is trying to defend themselves? Because everyone has ego. Everyone has pride. Everyone has an overinflated mentality of themselves. They say everyone wants to be at the back of the church, at the front of the queue, and the center of attention. We think the world revolves around us. They say in the first 20 years of your life, you're very worried what people think about you. In the second 20 years of your life, you don't care anymore what people think about you. And in the final years of your life, you realize no one was thinking about you anyway. Interesting, huh? But we have this pride. Oh, it's me, it's me. Therefore, always defending. Prabhu, Mataji, I have some feedback for you. Oh my God, feedback. If someone corrects you, immediately 100 arguments are coming why this person is wrong. Who can hear without defending themselves? Who can have that kind of humility? Have you ever been in an argument with someone and the argument is going back and forth, back and forth, you know, like table tennis match. Boom, boom. And Prabhupada said, boom. No, Prabhupada said this, boom. Fight, argument. And then what happens is at one point in the argument, bing, you realize, oh my God, actually they're right. Actually they're right, I'm wrong. In your mind you realize. And then what do you do in that moment? You just carry on arguing, isn't it? Who is the humble person who will say, no, actually I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Hear without defending. You want to know how healthy your spiritual life is? How many people are there in your life who are willing to give you feedback? Who are willing to tell you where you're going wrong? How many people are there willing to proofread your life? If you are able to hear without defending, then many people will come to help you because you're humble. To approach a humble person is very easy, but to approach a proud person, very difficult. Very difficult. So therefore, when we culture this humility to hear without defending, then bhakti comes about. Then speak without offending. Isn't it? Sometimes people, they just... we say things and people just... they're hurt. People will remember things that you said. You've forgotten about it, but people will remember those things. Our speech is very, very strong. People remember words. It's funny, you know, once in Manor in London, above the altar, so you see there's the altar here, and then above the altar we had this verse. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalonasteva Nasteva Nasteva Katiram Yatha. So we had this verse written. So one English person, he came in. So you know, you have to explain to them everything. So we were explaining. And he said, I understand everything in this temple room. But one thing is, who is Ava? And why is she so nasty? So you can see, from his point of view, he was looking at the shrine and above it he was seeing like nasty Ava. Nasty Ava. Who is this nasty Ava? It's interesting how words, they stick in people's minds, you see. Therefore, what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Anudvaiga karam vakyam. Satyam priyam hitam chayat svadhyayas vyasanam cheva vanmayam tapa uchyate. You have to speak words which are pleasing, which are truthful. Satyam priyam, pleasing. Hitam, beneficial. If you don't have words like this, don't speak. Because if you speak and you offend others, then your spiritual life will be harmed. We lose so much in our life through our speech. You see? Once I was distributing books and I stopped one Indian man. It was very short. I mean, everyone is short next to me. he was extra short. Anyways, I was explaining the book to him. You know, it's sometimes a little difficult. I mean, no offense, but Indians are not always the easiest people. I'm also, So I was trying to describe to him Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. He said, I know, I've read Bhagavad Gita, I know. I said, no, this is part two. He said, I read part two as well. Then I could understand, you know. Anyway, finally I little bit inspired him. He said, okay, I'll take the book. So I said, yeah, great. Donation? Yes, little bit donation. Desperate Dan. Give a donation. He said, no, donation, I don't know. I'll take the book. No donation. No, I won't give. I said, it's not for me, it's part of the exchange. He said, no, I don't give. Knowledge should not be sold. Okay, what to do? So, anyway, then I said, okay, you take it, no problem. And then he came back and he said, but I'll help you. I said, okay, yeah, help, please. All help accepted. He said, I know the way to become rich. I said, that's good, then you can give some money. He said, I know the way to become rich. I said, oh wow. He said, you want to know? I said, yeah, why not? He said, you are sadhu, you want to become rich? I said, yeah, we'll use it for Krishna. So he said, most people in the world think that to become rich, you have to earn lots of money. So I said, well, that sounds right. He said, no, they got it wrong. To become rich, you just have to make sure you don't spend any money. Then I realized, oh my God, this is this person's life philosophy, you know. Pakka Gujarati, you know. Ah, conjures like anything. You know? But then when he was walking away, I thought, well, maybe he's right. In spiritual life, actually we think to become spiritually wealthy, we have to do something extraordinary. Actually, no. Just by doing the daily activities that you're doing, you're getting so much benefit. But the problem is, we're spending the mercy. We're losing the mercy. We're losing all the credit because we're offensive. Devotees are waking up early, chanting so many rounds, doing so much tapasya, but then they go to another devotee and they're just insensitive. And then you lose. So therefore Vrindavan Das Thakur says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, you want to become spiritual wealthy? It's very easy. Just chant the holy name and don't offend others. Speak without offending. One devotee, he used to say, the head should be like an ice factory and the mouth should be like a sweet factory. So, and then, love without expecting. Try to give without accepting something, expecting something back. There's a difference between liking Krishna and loving Krishna. If you like a flower, then you'll go up to a flower and you'll try to smell it and you'll try to enjoy it. But if you love a flower, then you'll go up to the flower and you'll water it, you'll protect it, you'll nourish it. If you like Krishna, you'll go up to Krishna. And what will you say? Give me a house by the sea, a color TV, a 50 million gigabyte MP3, Jaya Jagadish Hare. But if you love Krishna, then you'll come to Krishna and you'll say, how can I serve you? I'm not asking anything from you. Mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahai tu ki tvai. You have to love without expecting. See, It's difficult. A man once, he thought, I want to speak to God. So he thought, let me go to the top of the mountain, because then I'll be closer to God. So he came to the top of the mountain and he shouted out, if there's a God out there, if there's a God out there, can you make yourself known? So then the voice came back, yes, my son, I am here. What is your question? So the man said, God, for you, how long is thousands of years? For me, dear son, thousands of years are just like one moment. Then the man looked up and he said, God, for you, how much is thousands of pounds? So the answer came back, for me, thousands of pounds are just like one penny. So he said, God, can you give me one penny? Yes, my son, just wait one moment. You can't cheat Krishna. You can't cheat Krishna. If you go to Krishna with a calculative mentality, one for you, two for me, two for you, four for me. Then, so, yes, we're trying to love Krishna without expecting. This is purity of devotion. This is real bhakti. Rupa Goswami says, Anya bhilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavitam anukulyena krishna nu sinalam bhakti ruttama. Anya abhilash, all other desires shunyam. What did all of these other desires do for you anyway? All of those desires just got you into so much trouble. The lady had a big load on her head. And then she was walking in the midday sun carrying this heavy load. And then she tripped and all the load went down and went everywhere. And she called out, Krishna! And Krishna appeared. It was, wow, Krishna came. So Krishna said, you called me, what do you want? She said, I fell. Can you put the whole thing back on my head again? Krishna said, yeah, why not? Krishna did it. And then she continued on with the heavy load on her head in the midday sun. And then the thought occurred to her, Krishna came to me. And what did I ask him? To just put the heavy load back on me. And then we look at our life and we realize we're doing exactly the same thing. Because we're asking Krishna for things which are just like that heavy load in the midday sun. Thinking it will give us some temporary pleasure and then it becomes a big burden. Saint Teresa of Avila, she said, more tears were shed from prayers that were answered than from prayers that were unanswered. Because when we pray for the wrong things. So love without expecting. So dear devotees, I've gone on very long. Today I wanted to share this sutra with you. This is the inner life of a devotee. We must try to live without pretending. We must try to hear without defending. We must try to speak without offending. And we must try to love without expecting. We must try to develop honesty. We must try to develop humility. We must try to develop sensitivity. And ultimately, we must try to develop purity. And the net result of all of this is it will awaken bhakti. And if we do that, then we will have realized the true fruit of being in the Krishna consciousness movement. Because remember, you only have two options. Happy devotee or miserable devotee. The choice is yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Okay, first Srinikit Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for your wonderful association. I want to ask Maharaj, you tell that we should develop these kind of qualities if we want bhakti. And my question is that we have to separately cultivate these things, or we just going on our devotional service?
So say something like humility. Do we have to cultivate that separately, or is that coming as a natural effect of devotional service? Yes, this question comes a lot. In Brihat Bhagavatamrita, and if you look at the Bhagavatam, both things are mentioned. On one hand, it's mentioned, Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana sarveir gunaistatra samasate suraha. That simply by bhakti, all the divine qualities of the demigods automatically come. So when you become a devotee, automatically you become humble. But then it's also said in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita that we should try to develop humility whilst practicing bhakti so that we don't offend. So basically, if you look at a quality like humility and bhakti and their relationship, humility is a cultivation, and humility is a perfection as well. You see? Both things are there. Humility is something that we cultivate deliberately, even when we don't feel humble. But ultimately, when we develop bhakti, that's when the truest type of, deepest type of humility will naturally come. So it's both things. We have to cultivate these qualities, and simultaneously these qualities will arise in their most pure form when we actually have bhakti. Does that make sense?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanvar Pranam, thank you so much for this lecture full of nectar. Maharaj, I have a question that you emphasized on living without pretending. Maharaj, I personally see that when we are in front of seniors, we can behave very idly, and we can pretend to be humble and submissive, but in private life it is really very difficult to maintain this practice. And in front of seniors we can easily pretend. So how can I overcome this tendency?
So thank you for asking this question. When I say live without pretending, we should also understand that in context, because someone will say, I am proud. So you said live without pretending. So here it is. Here I am, proud as anything. I'm being authentic. I'm being myself. So there's a sense in which when we say live without pretending, that doesn't mean that you don't try to live a more refined version of yourself when you're with others. Have you ever heard the saying, fake it till you make it? So fake it till you make it is also important for a devotee, but then we give some footnotes. Don't fake it so much that you think you've made it. Or don't fake it just to convince others that you've made it. But if you fake it with a sincere desire to make it, then that's also good. So when you're in front of seniors, or when you're in front of with the devotees, naturally you will be more, you will live higher, isn't it? If you want to know where you're really at in spiritual life, Bhakti Tirtha Swami said, you can know in two situations. What do you do when you're alone? And what do you do when you're in trouble? Then you will know what's really in there. Because when you squeeze the lemon, only lemon juice comes out. So, being around seniors and trying to act in a more refined way is not pretentious if you are sincerely trying to imbibe that mood as well. You're praying to Krishna that I actually want to become like this. But not that you're just being like that because you want to get some attention or because you want to get some benefit, but because you actually truly want to become like that. Then that kind of pretending is not bad. Does that make sense?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so thank you for asking that question. That's good. Yeah. Questions here?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for the very wonderful lecture. I had a question. Just a moment. So you said that speak without offending, but I have offended a lot. So since the cultivation has been done, so how do I undo that? How do I sow new seeds? Because words are never forgotten, like you said. So what can I do to like get new seeds or the beautiful flowers?
So of course the first thing that we're doing is we're identifying. If we feel there is someone we have offended, someone we have hurt, then you can go to that Vaishnav and you can ask for forgiveness. You can ask them. Srila Prabhupada, he showed the ideal example. Even though he did not have to ask for any forgiveness, even in the final days, he came to his god brothers and he said, sometimes, because of preaching, I may have spoke something, so you please forgive me, you be kind. So the Vaishnavas are kind, so we should not be hesitant to go in front and say sorry. You have to have that humility. Then the second thing is, if the Vaishnavas are not accessible or we're not able to ask them for forgiveness or they don't open their heart in that way to forgive us, then the Shastras say our only recourse is the holy name of Krishna. So then we're turning to Krishna in the form of the holy name. And we're saying to Krishna, Aparada sahasrani kriyante harnisham maya. So many thousands of offenses from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun I've committed. Pratigyatava Govinda Shamashva Madhusudana. Krishna, you kindly forgive me. So then the holy name is very powerful. So then the holy name is giving us some respite. And then the third thing is that we should not make the same mistakes again. If we make the same mistakes again, then it shows a lack of sincerity. In this movement, I've seen how harshly devotees can speak to each other. The internet. They say if you want to have an argument on Facebook, very easy. Just make one comment and wait. People just write without thinking. So harsh, so strong, so unkind. We must be kind. We must be kind to each other. So let us not make the same mistake again. Yes, I felt our movement could do with some more kindness. We have the highest philosophy, we have such beautiful things, but then sometimes we're just not kind to each other. So we must be kind. And that means be careful in how you speak. Some thoughts. Yes, Mataji. I don't know the order, I'm seeing many hands, so... Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for such a wonderful lecture. Maharaj, I had a doubt from the morning lecture. Your Holiness told that devotees are agents of Vamandev. and they add so much Krishna in life that there is no room left for anything else. Maharaj, and there's also this one thing that even if the stomach is full, there is still little room left for dessert. So even if devotees are adding so much Krishna in life, there is still room left for anarthas. Maharaj, how do we get rid of that? How do we elevate our consciousness to understand that devotees are trying to add Krishna in our life, that there is no room left for anything else? Thank you so much.
Devotees are sarvasiddhi hoy. Devotees are our key to perfection. In Delhi, Swaminarayan is prominent. You have Swaminarayan temple here also. Yeah. So once the Swaminarayan sadhus, they had come to the manor. And so we had a very nice conversation with them. And obviously the Swaminarayans, they also read Bhagavatam. So once I asked one of their sadhus, "For you, what is the most important verse from the Bhagavatam?" And they quoted a very beautiful verse. They said, "For us, this verse is the most important." And it was from Kapila Dev's instructions. And the verse was, "Prashanga majaram pasham atmana kavayo vidu sa eva sadhushu krito mokshadvaram upavritam." Attachment to material people is the biggest source of bondage in this world. But when you transfer that attachment to a saintly person, and you become attached to a saintly person, moksha dvaram upavritam, the doors to liberation open to you. So if you become attached to a saintly person, if you become very open-hearted to the devotees, if you allow the devotees to mold your life because you have so much trust in them, then you allow the devotees to... Prabhupada once walked down the stairs and then he went like this and he kind of went in a circle and Prabhupada said, "My spiritual master made me into a diamond. My spiritual master made me into a diamond." So all the Vaishnavas are there, ready to make you in a diamond. But then you say, "I let you into some parts of my life, but other parts of my life are off limits." Yeah. At a certain time, at a certain place, we put the sign on the door, "Do not disturb." Once I saw in a car, there was one sticker and it said, "Do not disturb, already disturbed." So we're blocking the devotees from... You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is said to be Vaidya, which means the most expert physician. But are you letting them into your life? We're not. So you have to develop those relationships, develop that trust, develop that affection. And then they'll do their thing.
Hare Krishna, jo devotees altar ke samne khade hue hain, kripya baatein na kare. Agar koi baat karta paya gaya, हमारे गार्ड के पास क्लोरोफॉर्म वाला रुमाल रखा है, आपको सुंघा करके बाहर ले जाएंगे। इसलिए मेरा अनुरोध है, कृपया करके बातें ना करें, नहीं तो क्लोरोफॉर्म सुंघने के लिए तैयार रहे। पुजारी भक्त से हमारी रिक्वेस्ट है, प्लीज ऑल्टर से कुछ ना बांटे। हरि प्रिय प्रभु, तू ऑल्टर से कुछ मत बांटो। सो प्लीज अभी अभी कुछ नहीं, नो आशीर्वाद अभी, वो उसको अंदर रख दो, चरण को अंदर रख दो, अभी कुछ नहीं। और कोई बात करता नजर आए उसको क्लोरोफॉर्म सुंघा दो।
Actually, I seen here in your temple the audience is very mellow. The crowds are mellow compared to the rest of India. I mean, they're very nice. It's When Hari Sariprabhu was in India, he said, Prabhupada, I just can't control the crowds. So Prabhupada said, you have to push them. In the West, you can't. He said, no, you can't push. It's not, no, Prabhupada said, no, in India, you have to push. And then he said to Hari Sari, just smile. The more you smile, the more you can push. But here you don't, they're nice. Otherwise India is very difficult. England is the land of queues. You see, English, they're famous for queues. Everywhere you go, there will be a queue. India is different, different tattva.
Shanti! Bhakto, shanti, shanti, shanti. Baate nahi. Okay, any more question? Anyone? Anybody? Okay, yes, Madhuri.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. My personal question.
My apologies, Hindi next time.
Can I ask person?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I was sleeping on the bed. Immediately, I got dream that Lord Krishna came to me and mera haath pakad kar mere ko Golok Dham le gaye.
Beautiful.
Prabhuji. And it was so splendid. What is this, Prabhuji? Sachmuch Bhagwan ji mujhe lene aayenge.
Krishna is in your heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridaye se Arjuna tisthati. Brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. Krishna is in your heart. And why is Krishna in your heart? Because he wants to take you on a journey. And what journey does he want to take you on? He wants to take you to the place where every step is a dance, where every word is a song, where every act is an act of love. He wants you to take to the place where all trees fulfill all your desires, to the place where cows give unlimited milk. You want to go? One time Srila Prabhupada, he was in Jhansi and he was distributing books, Easy Journey to Other Planets. So he gave the book to one man in Jhansi, and the man said, if I take this book, can I go to other planets? Prabhupada said, what to speak? You can go to Goloka. And then he said, I can go to Goloka? Prabhupada said, yes. And then he said, after, can I come back to Jhansi? Prabhupada said, Yadgatva na nivartante. Once you go there, you don't come back. He said, I can't come back to Jhansi? Prabhupada said, he said, then I don't want the book. Amazing. Amazing. So we're still, you have to let go. We have to let go, Mataji. If you let go, you see, if I'm holding many things, Krishna, he is coming to you like this. And he's saying, take my hands. But the problem is, we're holding iPhone 12. Yes, I have. I need to renounce this thing, you know.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Not that you have to give up your iPhone, but we have to give up the attachment. Anyway, you get my point. So yes, Mataji, you go. You are very fortunate. So you please bless us that we can also find Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj ji. When
it's
a
like
normal...
the Akashvani, you know. Who is this person? Yes, please, Mataji.
Okay, when a new human being, a normal human being like me, like my husband, when we were trying to transform into devotee, there are a lot of confusion. So why? Why the domus could
be? Mataji, no one is, there's no such thing as a normal devotee. Every soul is amazing. The devotees were giving out sweets. And one devotee said to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what happens when we give out prasadam on the street? Prabhupada said, it's simply wonderful. The prasadam is simply wonderful. Distributing Krishna consciousness is simply wonderful. Your Krishna is simply wonderful, and all of you are simply wonderful. And then the devotees, they looked at Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you are simply wonderful. And Prabhupada said, that's all right. Anyone can become. So Mataji, what to say? We are on the path. Kaviraj Goswami says, Durgame patimain dhasya skalat padagater muhu svakripa yastidanena shantashan pavalambanam. My path is difficult. I'm slipping again and again. But the stick of the mercy of the Vaishnavas is holding me up. So you stay with the devotees. It's like a Mumbai train. When you want to come out of the train in Mumbai, you don't need to walk. You just put yourself in the middle of the crowd and you're going. Like it or not. So Prabhupada said, the sadhu sangha is so powerful that you will be forcibly dragged to success. So you are here. Look at all these amazing devotees. And why not? It's possible. One life. So many lives to Maya. Bhaktisiddhanta said, Saraswati Thakur said, you gave so many lives to Maya. Now just give one life to Krishna. And see what happens. Anyway, you already given so many lives. Yes, you have opened up another topic, Mataji. Thank you. Yeah, well, yes, we are. Nitya Krishna Das. Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. But actually, Krishna wants to become the servant of his devotee. So it's not that we become Krishna, Krishna becomes us. We have a relationship of love with Krishna. And Krishna says, Mad gata prana. The devotees enter into my life. You don't become Krishna, but you enter into Krishna's life. What could be better? You can be in Krishna's life. Yeah? One time one person on the street, he came to me, he said, what are you doing? I said, we're monks, we distribute books. He said, why don't you just get a life? I said, I'm trying to go into Krishna's life. So yes, you can be in Krishna's life. In the morning, Krishna wakes up. In the morning, Krishna wakes up, he takes sweets. Then Krishna goes out into the pasturing fields, he runs with the cows. So many nice things. Vaikuntha, the place where there's no anxiety. So you don't want to become Krishna, be in Krishna's life. That's very nice. Okay, yes. The oldest members of the audience. Don't ask me any hard question.
When we make a mistake, why we think like saying a lie?
Yeah. When we make a mistake, why do we think of telling a lie? Why don't we just tell the truth, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you think? Why do we tell lies? Why do you think we tell lies? What do you think? You have an answer? You have an answer? She has an answer. No, she has an answer. This is what happens in Hare Krishna temples, you know. Prabhu's going to do the service. No, no, he's going to do the service. It's a parampara. Yes, it's a good question. Why do we tell lies? I don't know how to answer. Amoga Leela Prabhu. It's a hard question. Why do we tell lies? How to explain it? We tell lies because we think if we tell the truth, people won't like us. Or people won't love us. Or people won't value us. We tell lies because we think that people will accept me more if I present myself in a certain way. But Krishna, He's in your heart. He knows everything about you. He knows your good parts. He knows your bad parts. So you don't need to lie. Because Krishna already knows more about you. Because He's with you all the time. Isn't it? Krishna is like the eternal CCTV. He's in your heart. He's there all the time. And so you don't need to lie to Krishna. Krishna loves you for who you are. Krishna loves you even when you make a mistake. Krishna loves you even if sometimes you don't do what you're supposed to do. So you don't need to worry. Just tell the truth, and Krishna is the benefactor of the truthful devotee. Oh my God, now this is going to be even harder. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, why we cannot do unmotivated devotional service?
Oh, Krishna, Krishna. Who's training these kids? We can't do unmotivated devotional service. You have to help me on this. He's making me do all the work today. Huh? Because our eyes are in many, many places, because our attention is in many, many places, we can't do unmotivated devotional service because we still have many desires over many lifetimes to try to enjoy in this world. So therefore, only when we realize that real happiness, real enjoyment is with Krishna, and every other type of happiness and enjoyment is temporary, only then we'll be able to do unmotivated devotional service. So, yes, we have to lose faith in the material world. No more faith in the material world. Yeah, that's what I can say. Oh my God. Question, will I get out of here alive?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, why the interrupted devotional service is very difficult to do?
Why is devotional service very difficult to do? Srila Prabhupada said, simple for the simple, difficult for the complicated. So because we are complicated, because our mind is very confused, because we have so many desires, then devotional service is difficult. So now when you are here with the devotees, then gradually all of this will disappear and then devotional service will become very easy. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Midamutamam Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam Susukham Kartumavyayam. It will be Susukham, very joyful, very easy, very effortless. But right now we are complicated, so it's very difficult. So, you have to be simple. Can you be simple? Yes. You become simple, then soon you'll become simply wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for your association. Maharaj, what are the list of things that makes us complicated?
What are the list of things that make us complicated? As I was mentioning, we're complicated because first and foremost we become complicated because of material desire. When you have material desires, then what happens is you have to try to live in this world as the controller and the enjoyer. Now as soon as you start living in the world trying to be a controller and an enjoyer, it means you got to do all kinds of complicated things in order to make it work. You got to start doing all different types of politics and different things. You got to be one step ahead of everyone else. So therefore then you become very duplicitous, very exploitative, very, non-straightforward. So it all begins with material desire. Material desire complicates your life. Atho griha kshetra sutapta viter janasya moho yamaham memeti. When you have material desire, then it means you need this. And then when you need this, then it means you need that. And when you need that, then it means you need another 10 other things. And then in order to protect it, you have to create 10 other systems to protect it. And then life becomes very complicated and you become complicated to survive in this world. So therefore, what did Srila Prabhupada say? Simple living, high thinking. But nowadays is simply living, no thinking. Hardly, oh, that's the one, hardly thinking. Simple living, high thinking. So somehow, to become uncomplicated, to become simple, it means you have to become simple in your lifestyle. It means you have to become simple in your desires, simple in your mentality, simple in your speech. You see, children are very, very simple because they haven't gone through the journey of life which has complicated them. But because we've gone through the journey of life, it's made us very, very complicated. And therefore, we've become very, very devious. Very devious. Not able to tell the truth. Not able to be straightforward. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Saradata Vaishnavatva. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. If you're able to be simple, then spiritual life is very easy. So somehow we have to become simple in mind, body and words. This is real Vaishnavism. Some thoughts. I see more hands. I don't know. The time is 9 and there's a schedule. Today is Sunday. Tomorrow is work. Is it Monday? Work? For brahmacharis, Monday is our day off. But in the material, generally, isn't it? Yeah. Sunday is the work day, Monday is the day off. But for all of you, Monday is a work day, is it? No one works in Delhi, huh? So I don't mind, I can go on and on and on, but you are the boss.
Okay, we'll stop here maybe now.